NJ Transit has reached a tentative agreement with the union representing train engineers, ending the rail strike that began Friday morning. Governor Phil Murphy would not share specifics of the deal, but he said it is fair for both sides.
This is a good result for labor. It's a good result for NJ Transit. It's a good result for our commuters and taxpayers.
Officials say regular train service will resume on Tuesday because it takes about 24 hours to prepare tracks and rail cars and to check on the entire system. NJ Transit will offer expanded bus service today from 4 park-and-ride lots. Transportation planners say service cuts SEPTA has warned are coming would push many transit riders to drive more. From WHYY's climate desk, Sophia Schmidt reports this would mean more planet-warming pollution.
SEPTA says a massive budget shortfall starting this summer could force it to slash service, eliminating 5 regional rail lines and 50 bus routes while increasing fares. The Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission says these service cuts would increase vehicle traffic dramatically in the region. An analysis by WHYY found this could raise greenhouse gas emissions from Philly's transportation sector by around 4%. Jesse Keenan directs Tulane University's Center on Climate Change and Urbanism. He says this would be a setback for Philly's goal to zero out carbon emissions by 2050.
How many trees do you need to plant to get that back? How many homes are you going to have to, you know, energy retrofit to make up for that loss or that increase in emissions?
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has proposed a budget that would prevent these cuts, but his spending plan needs to make it through the state legislature. For the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Jose Alvarado has been suspended for 80 games without pay after testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance. WHYY's Corey Sharber tells us more.
According to Major League Baseball, Alvarado will be ineligible for the postseason. On Sunday, the team issued a statement saying they, quote, fully support Major League Baseball's joint prevention and treatment program and are disappointed with the news of the suspension. Alvarado tested positive for exogenous testosterone, and according to Phillies President of Baseball Operations Dave Dombrowski, the PED was used for weight loss reduction. This season, Alvarado has been pitching a 2.70 ERA with 7 saves in 20 appearances. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
The Phillies swept the Pirates with a 1-0 shutout on Sunday. The Phillies start a set with the Rockies tonight in Colorado. Probable pitchers are Christopher Sanchez for the Phillies and Kyle Freeland for the Rockies. Your Philadelphia forecast, mostly sunny today, a high of 75, winds about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear tonight, a low of 50, still breezy, and sunny tomorrow with a high of 72, still a little bit breezy. Right now it's 64 degrees.